Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We got a big one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Florida Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. You can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Panthers preview gets going at 7:30. But if you kick back on your couch, you want to watch a little pregame action, Randy Muller, Steve Goldstein, and the entire crew with Scripps Sports will get you going before they flip on over to the national coverage, and you guys can check that on out as well. If you guys want to get your Panthers local pregame coverage, check that on out. And we're going to talk right now to the great Randy Muller on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. Randy Muller, kind enough to join us there. Hello, Randy. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. Yep, it's going to be an exciting night tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Quick turnaround. Panthers winning Game 7 in Toronto, go right to Carolina, and get ready to hopefully to blitz the Hurricanes with and see if they can win this first game of this seven-game series.
Randy, how much do you think, like, having that knowledge of facing them a couple years ago, obviously little pieces change, but, you know, the Panthers, a lot of the core is still there. Kachuk had an awesome series a couple years ago. How much of that matters, do you think, going into this one as far as just having any mental edge? Does any of that stuff carry over?
I don't think so, guys. There's changes on both teams. Yeah, the cores are there, but, you know, you just can't compare to, from is last year or even the year before, and that Carolina's a strong club. They're fast, they're physical. There's a lot of similarities between the Panthers and Carolina. They play a fast game, a physical game. They both have great special teams. So that's going to be an interesting side note on this series, who's going to win the special teams. Because a lot of times that can determine the outcome of the game. Panthers obviously have the edge, if you go historically, of the goaltending, with Sergei Bobrovsky as being all-world right now and the future Hall of Famer. But Freddie Anderson, their number one goaltender, the big question with them is if he can stay healthy. He's had health issues over the last number of years, but he's played extremely well for Carolina, and one of the big reasons why they've only played 10 games in the first two rounds and that. So both teams seem like they're healthy. They're fresh. They're ready to go. I just give the edge to the Florida Panthers here because of the production that they're getting on all four lines. When you've got a third line, the Lundell line, which so-called third line, they'd be a top line or no less than a second line on 30 other teams in the NHL. When you're getting production, 11 goals over 33 points from that third line so far in the playoffs with Lundell, Marchand, and Loisterin. Loisterin is leading all players with even strength points in the playoffs so far, and that teams just can't stack up to that. When you're running out, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes, they're big line with Sebastian Aho and obviously Jarvis and Svechnikov, who's got what, 8 goals so far, so he's really blazing hot. But then you get the Barkov line, then it's the Bennett line, then it's the Lundell line, and the fourth line with Gajewicz and Greer and Nosek. I mean, they chipped in a few goals and have played very physical. It's very difficult for teams to stack up, and over a long series, a 7-game series, the way the Panthers play, they're relentless. They just keep coming. The physicality eventually wears out the opposition's defense. We saw that against Tampa. We saw it against Toronto in a 7-game series. It's very tough if the Panthers keep that energy level up, the physicality up, and they spread out the offense. Seems like, guys, every game so far in the playoffs that the Panthers have won, there's been a different hero on this team. That just shows the depth and the balance that they have.
It's been amazing. That third line with Marchand coming in, is it Etu and Anton, do they just have a style that can blend with anybody, Randy? Like, why did that chemistry sync so well without that much time with each other?
Yeah, and we saw it. You know, we saw it a couple of years ago when Reinhardt played with Lundell and Loistranen, and they had quite a bit of success as well. That's the reason why, and it raised a lot of eyebrows around the NHL guys, and we all saw it, and we were all surprised. There was nobody that thought they saw this coming. The Panthers, when they had an opportunity to get a Brad Marchand, who's been an arch enemy of the Florida Panthers and every team in the NHL for that fact, when they get an opportunity, they knew exactly what they were getting. They knew exactly where they wanted him to play. And it's the same thing with Seth Jones. Look how well he has played. They saw a player that was unhappy in a situation. They knew the talent. They felt they were very confident in their homework, both with Marchand and with Seth Jones, that these players would come in and fit into the culture of the Florida Panthers and what they built here in that locker room. And I thought it was interesting. Nate Schmidt had that comment yesterday or the day before when asked about, you know, the culture of the team and that. He said it was like preseason game number 2, and I tried to do something in the neutral zone or whatever, and had Barkov and Reinhardt basically coming up to him and saying, we don't do that here. We don't do that on this team. So there's a culture that's been built here, guys, and for the players, hats off to Bill Zito and his hockey operations staff to recognize and to have the cojones to go out and pay a price and get a Seth Jones and go out and pay a price to get a Brad Marchand. But they're exactly what the Panthers were looking for, to give them even more juice. This is all about winning Stanley Cups, guys. It's not about making playoffs and having a so-so year and that kind of stuff. This team is geared now. They want to win. They know that the window is not big, but they're in the wheelhouse right now. Most of their players are in their late 20s, the core players, late 20s, 30 years old. So they've got a window here. If they continue to build and add the assets, they can do it. It's not just you and I, us three, talking about the Florida Panthers. It's all around the league, the accolades that they get for how they build this team and what the culture's like and how they play, and they're just so resistant of ups and downs and that. If they play the way they can and they have that energy and that what they've shown the first two rounds, they obviously the experts have picked them to be the favorites in this series, and I agree.
Randy, as a newcomer to like hockey, I've watched hockey but never really gotten into it. When you see the depth on this team, I try to think of other sports, and in other sports, the stars have to shine, right? On this team, it seems like the stars just need to play their part and take advantage of the opportunities or whatever. But have you ever seen a team, and I can think about any sport, Like we said, the Boston Celtics were deep. They're at home right now, right? I've never seen a team in any sport that's this deep where you don't have a problem with any line that's in the game at that given time. I can't.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And have you seen another hockey team like this? Because I can't think of one. And because I haven't been in hockey, I can't say it. I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's, you got to go back a number of years to see or experience a team that is so solid. And I think it gets overlooked, guys, as well. The Panthers, whether it's the Barkov, Bennett, Lundell, or the fourth line, which is interchangeable. We've seen that already, and that's what shows you that you have strong depth is when you can, you know, Evan Rodriguez goes out, they put in Boquist on the top line, he scores a goal and helps the Panthers win. We see this, and they play the same way. That's the point I was trying to make. It's the same system, same forecheck. It's a mix of skill and physicality. They all finish their checks. You don't have two what you call fancy dancy lines out there, all offense and not caring about defense at all. All four lines can score. All four lines can check. And when you've got Barkov and Reinhardt on the same line, and both are Selke nominees as the best defensive forwards, that's saying a lot. The NHL has never seen that before. So the way they built this team, and you just knock on wood, guys, that the team stays healthy. It's a grind. There's nothing like NHL playoff hockey. It's the longest, grueling tournament in all of sports, and the demands that's put on their body and the emotional ups and downs and that. The Panthers have experience now of being in the finals, going back, they've been to the finals twice and they expect to be in the finals again. They've got the experience, the little hiccups that happen along the way, and we've seen it where, you know, maybe the offense kind of goes south or the power play and that. They just muscle their way through it, and they turn that adversity into, you know, a little bit of motivation, and all of a sudden the next game they come out just flying again. They're going to have an off game. There's nobody's going to sweep. I don't think there's going to be anybody sweeping this series and that. They're going to face some adversities and maybe a hot goaltender along the way here and that. But that's what makes the game and what makes it so special on this Panthers team, as we've just been talking about. They're built to handle that adversity, the little bits of ups and downs. And Paul Maurice and his coaching staff, you guys listen to him, his post-game press conferences and off-day press conference, whether the team wins or loses, it's a process. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. It's very low-keyed and workman's like attitude. They trust each other. They trust the system, the team, and they just go out there and try and execute and basically beat the wheels off of the teams physically, and it just takes a toll in Game 6 and Game 7.
Yeah, my favorite guy, Randy, with that has become, and I've referred to him as a polar bear on skates, is Nico Mikkola. Like, He's so terrifying, Randy. I don't understand like why anybody would want to go up against him. Like, what is the art that he has of just of pinning somebody up against the boards? Because it feels like when he wants to do that to you, or even just control the puck to kill time, like no one's going to mess with him.
You can't teach size and strength. That is pretty well a God-given attribute, and then you can add the skill and the confidence in that. And that's, I think, a big thing is the Panthers play with quite a bit of swagger. They're confident in each other. They're confident in their individual skill sets, and it's all about what you can bring to the team. Don't try and be. Do everything. And a perfect example, guys, you talk about, Mikkola, but like Seth Jones. Seth Jones came from an organization in Chicago, which is rebuilding. They were losing, you know, 6 out of every 7 games. And he was asked to do everything. Play Superman on defense, be Superman on offense, lead the rush, quarterback the power play, do this, play 35 minutes a night. He doesn't have to do that here. And it took him a little bit of while, a little adjustment. It's okay just to have a normal shift, move the puck, come up the ice, make a good defensive play, and then change. He doesn't have to be the Superman on this team. There's enough depth. You got the Ekblads and the Forslings, and as you mentioned, you know, the Mikkola and Kulikov. I mean, they're so solid back on the fence that you're seeing right now, like Gustav Forsling. His minutes are down as well because they have the confidence of playing 6 defense against any line. The other thing that stands out as well, historically, you talk about series and you talk about, the Panthers are, you know, they don't have the last change in Carolina the first 2 games because they're the visiting team. They don't have all about matching lines. Paul Maurice doesn't care about matching lines. You can throw out any line. You want to play the Aho line against the Lundell line? That's fine. You want to play it against the Bennett line? That's fine. You want to play against Barkov's line? That's fine. And that is the swagger and the confidence that this team has in each other and each doing playing well and being responsible with and without the puck. So having said all that, you know, it's all about execution and it's the mindset and that, and you just hope that the Panthers are ready to go. It might be the toughest building to play in is in Carolina. The way that rink is set up and their fans, and they tailgate 2 hours before they open up the doors, so they're well greased up, is what I'm talking about. When they get in there, and that's why Carolina, they've won every home game in the playoffs. It is so tough to win there, and the Panthers have experienced that. Even though they won the 2 games in Carolina the last time they met in the playoffs, they were 1-goal games, and it was, you know, I mean, if it was Tkachuk with the 2 overtime winners and that, it's going to be a tough sled. The first couple of games, the emotions, Carolina will be ready, their fans will be ready, and it's up to the Panthers to use that experience and that poise to make sure that they're ready to go.
He's Randy Moeller. Catch him, Steve Goldstein, the whole crew on Scripps Sports Night at 7:30. You can, of course, also listen to that game right here on 560 WQM. Thanks for the time, Randy. Appreciate
it. Thanks,
Randy. Okay, guys. Anytime. Yep. Have a great day.
There you go. Randy Moeller.
So I wanted to ask him, you know, we had to go. Don't get mad. If they try to match up, right, and one of the reasons why I don't think Paul Maurice cares who's on what lines out, because if you try to do that, because the Panthers are so deep, you're going to end up with a mismatch because the number one line is going to end up out there with your scrubs.
You could, or you could also, they could end up burning them more and your guys are fresher. Like
that's right, that's what I'm saying.
Toronto was like in the second period, they were trying to like catch up their minutes.
They were trying to crank up their minutes and then they just got exhausted.
Can't do it.
Right, but that's one of the reasons why you have depth.
It's
I've never
thing.
Seen a team like, we talk about the third line, but I mean, whoever's in the game, you don't really care. You're looking for success, and that doesn't happen.
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.